You hoping that when it's all said and done, man, God will look at your name and say, okay, you made it. But that's how you're living it, man. You poor in spirit. You saved as you ever gonna be. Not only you, I'm everybody. The atheists, the murderers, the rapists, the everybody. He saved some boys. He saved the whole world and all those that's in. But the problem is, Arthur, they don't know. They're trying to get what they already have. Listen, Jesus ain't going to die for the sins of the people. He ain't already died for the sins of the people. Already. What that did, man, his coming and his saving us, man, that set you free from the law of sin and death. That law that came afterwards, that for a season, for a time, man, made it seem like it was of none effect, man. And that God planned and God prayed wasn't going to prevail. Oh, mankind got off track. He bruised our heel, the devil. But, baby, we're going to bruise his head. We're going to ground his head in the ground. We're going to destroy, man, not only him, but all his works. What's his work, man? Keep you in darkness and chaos and living far below our rights and privileges. Keep us living like mere men and mere women. Keep us living like Christians instead of citizens of the kingdom. Keep us living like servants of the Lord, when all the time we the sons and daughters of the Lord. Keep us operating in our priestly garment through our religious rituals and ceremonies, man, that God set up ahead of time past. So that you don't never come into a relationship. In time past, God dealt with his people through religion and through man's attempt and what he had to do and through Moses' laws and everything else. But in this day and time, we're dealing with you yourself. And he fulfilled the Moses law, boy, and he wants to teach you, man, the original laws, the laws that he set up. What laws are those, Arthur? And why are you saying that, Arthur? The law that I'm talking about, man, is the original law. What's that law? The law of life. What God says first. That's the law of life right there. That's life. That's everlasting life. That's eternal. When he spoke that, that's eternal. That's eternal. That's the everlasting life. They ain't never going to die. They ain't never going to see. They ain't never going to be no more. They're going to be there. Even if it takes God a trillion, billion, zillion years, man, to accomplish it. Time ain't nothing to him. In fact, he created that. All that is just a little interruption in eternity. You got eternity past, you got time, what we live in, and then you got eternity future. You and I live in time. This time that we live in, like I told you, I don't care if it's a trillion, zillion, billion light years. There ain't nothing compared to eternity. It's just a in the wind compared to eternity. God's counsel don't stand. This word don't stand. And I've been telling you on this broadcast that, boy, he set up, man, not only he said that and everything else, but he set up, man, an atmosphere and an environment, a kingdom on the earth. He planted it as a garden. And there he placed the man. There he placed us. And say, now, do what you do. Do what I created you to do. Be like me. Rule and reign in life and make it on earth just like it is in hell. And walk and talk with me, man, all the days of your life, forever and ever and ever. Unbroken fellowship with your source and your sustainer, your creator, your father, which art in heaven. But that's what that's what Jesus Christ comes to restore back. Clean you and I up from all our unrighteousness. Wrote our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. And called us sons and daughters. They say, them sons and daughters were my friends. Why he called us friends too? He said, I call you friends. Why? Because everything that my father told me, I'm telling you. What his father told him, hey, listen. Them mighty men and mighty women down there living like mere men and mere women. Darkness in their lives. On the face of the deep, covered in sin. All out of order, chaos, void, empty, meaningless. Living life, man, without true purpose. That's what happened to mankind's life when they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. All chaos broke out. And man began to live in darkness, in gross darkness. What's darkness, man? Lack of knowledge. Lack of illumination. Lack of understanding. Of what, Arthur? Who his creator is and who he is. So again, he started living and dying on the earth like a mere man and mere woman, when all the time we just like our father, just like him. Same character, same nature. We lost all of that. We lost that. We lost that character. We lost that nature. We lost that sovereignty. We lost that dominion. That's what Adam lost, man, in the garden. He didn't lose the relationship with God. He had that. It was a different type of relationship. What he lost was his sovereignty. What sovereignty? His complete rule, his reign. He lost his crown. He still got his priesthood, or he still got a relationship, but he don't have no more dominion. He don't have no authority, no power, no control, no influence over his life anymore. He gave that dominion that God gave him, he gave that over to the devil. And the devil took that dominion, man, that God gave us and plunged our earth into what we have here today. Got a lot of good in it, too. It ain't all evil. Got a lot of good. But even in the good and the evil, even the good, the end leads to destruction. Got a lot of good people. Got a lot of good-hearted people. Got a lot of kind people. Got a lot of helpful people. Got a lot of people that are even prejudiced. That don't even serve God. I share with a friend, boy, let me tell you something. You don't mind, man, you know, us being preoccupied with God showering us with good things. It's all the provisions that we need and everything else and taking care of us and providing for us, you know, our daily bread. Those are good things. But you know what the great thing is? You get your sovereignty back. You get your dominion back. You get your crown back. You get your authority back. You get your ability, man, to get back on course toward God's purpose and destiny for your life, and man, start charting your course toward that destination. Knowing that you know that you are as sure for heaven as if you were already there. You ain't trying to get saved when you are saved. Now, you ain't trying to live holy and righteous, man. It gets there, you're living holy and righteous, man, because you are saved. Now, you ain't trying to stop sinning, man, so that man, you can get the blessing of God, man. You're trying to stop sinning because you love God. You're trying to keep his commandment, man, not so that you can get in right standings with him, but because you love him. And the only way you can love him like that unconditional love, you got the first experience, boy, that unconditional love that he has for you and I. Well, he looked past all our faults and all our mistakes, man, and told us, like what I've been telling y'all, boy, for a whole year on this radio, man, all that you lost in there, Adam, your identity, your sovereignty, your dominion, your kingship, who you are, what you have, what you really can do. I couldn't tell you, man, boy, let me tell you something. After the laws of life, then came the law that God spoke that word, then came the law of sin and death. And man got separated from that word. And then in the fullness of time, boy, God came down here still. What he came down here to do, man, redeem our lives from that destruction, from that darkness, from that chaos, from that void, from that we living in on this earth. Redeem our lives from that and restore back to us everything that we lost in Adam. What we lost in Adam? Your sovereignty, your dominion, your ability to articulate and dictate to your circumstance, situation, and simple, instead of them dictating to us. How you do that, Arthur, to get ready to bring this broadcast to a close? You know how God reigns in life? He reigns in life with words. Like I was telling you, man, you know, he didn't go out there and say, show it's dark out here. And it was dark out there. But he wanted light. So he spoke what he wanted. And what he wanted came from what he spoke to, exactly what he said. So in all that chaos, man, God spoke, man, purpose and destiny, and fulfillment of purpose and destiny. His purpose and destiny for the earth and for mankind. He didn't say what he is. Our children show it's bad, man. Y'all killing each other, man, and this and that, and it's so bad up on earth. He didn't speak that. Even though that's what it is, he didn't speak that. He spoke just the opposite. He said, boy, our children are the best children in the world. Yeah, but to kidnap each other, man, our children are the best children in the world. He told old prophet, go down there to the valley of dry bones, man, to the graveyard. Let me tell you, see something. And then he told him, he saw all them dead bones and everything else. He said, hey, can them bones live? Can our youth killing each other and us not being able to come together and get along and walk as one and racism and all that, man, can that be done away with, man, that we love one another like we're supposed to love one another? That we stop killing one another, man, and start, man, embracing one another and assisting one another and helping one another, man? Can them dry bones live? Yeah, because these dry bones, they ain't end up now, man. Are you killing one another, man? We can't get along with each other, man. Division even in the church. A valley of dry bones. When we're supposed to be, man, walking in love and ruling and reigning on the earth and making the earth just like heaven. Yet, boy, instead it's a valley of dry bones. Hey, can them dry bones live? Can our youth change? Can we get rid of racism? Can we get rid of, man, corrupt hearts and minds? Probably say, man, I don't see how. Our government is ganging. They're doing the best they can. Thank God for this democracy that we operate in, because Lord, that mercy, we didn't have that to be really lawless. But that ain't going to solve it. That just keep it from getting, man, all the way out of whack. Whether it become chaos and darkness or like it was, man, when God flooded Noah them. You say, can they live? You say, Lord, you know. Lord, I tell you what, yeah, they can live. How, Lord? Prophesy to them. What you say, man? Prophesy to them. Speak life to them. And boy, the prophet starts speaking life. We got the best children in the world. Our home, the best home in the world. Our family is the great family, a family that loves God, a family that serves God, a family of men. Everything that we put our hand to prosper. All our needs are met. Our God supply all our needs. Yeah, but man, you know you don't have no life, and you don't have no, and your rent do it, everything else do it, you don't have this, you don't have that. Our God supply all our needs. Not according to the circumstance, situation, itself, and all the economy. According to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. What you doing now, man? You're speaking life to them dead bones, to them dry bones. You ain't saying, I don't know how we're going to make it, oh, Lord, have mercy, and twiddle your fingers and everything else, and worry about, man, how you going to get this done and how you going to get that done. Let me tell you something. You don't have to take no thought for all those things. Your Heavenly Father know that you have need of all them things. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all them things will be added unto you. You don't have to seek prosperity. And I heard a preacher say, man, sometimes we get it out of whack, man. We be preoccupied with the good things. And we be going after prosperity instead of going after the provider. If you seek first the kingdom of God, you think he ain't going to add prosperity with you? You don't have to. You think God don't want you to be blessed and highly favored, even in that area too? In the area of finance, in the area of our finance, in the area of our health, in every area of our life. But he don't want us seeking that. He want us seeking, man, him, the kingdom of God. So when you come seek the kingdom of God, man, and come into the kingdom of heaven, then all those things are added to you. You know where your God supply all your needs at? That ain't in the church. That ain't in the world. That's in the kingdom. You know where all your healing is at, man, that you need for your body? That ain't the hospital, man. That ain't the medication. That ain't the drugstore. That's in the kingdom. You know where all your peace at? You know where fulfilled marriages and homes and lives and saved children at, man? You know that going from killing one another, man, to loving one another. You know where that's at? That's in the kingdom. We can get into our church all we want. That ain't going to do nothing. But maybe we get them into the kingdom. Hello. Where all that's at, Arthur? That's in the kingdom. That's in the kingdom, y'all. That's in the kingdom. And once again, man, you know, he told us, man, the doors of the kingdom, not the doors of the church. Thank God for the doors of the church. That's a good thing, too. That's a good thing. What I'm talking about is a great thing. What you telling us, Arthur? I'm talking about, man, the doors of that kingdom. And that righteousness. And all the other things that we have need of that will be added unto us, man. Where it, Arthur, is in that place. What place is that, man? The secret place of the Most High God. Under the shadow of the Almighty. What is that, Arthur, man? That's in, man, the ark of God. Where's that Arthur? It's over in the promised land. Where's that Arthur? That's in Eden. Where's that again, that Arthur? That's in the presence of the Lord. Where's that Arthur? That's in the kingdom of heaven. That's the presence of the Lord. What all that's at? That's in his presence. And you know what, man? That's the door to the church, the door to that place. Is open. And Jesus saying to you, man, come on in. How that door get open, man? The law of life that God spoke. And then God came back and spoke it again. And in Romans chapter 8, boy, Paul was saying in chapter 7, he said, oh, wretched man that I am. I still miss the mark. I still got some issues. I still got some shortcomings. I still sin. I still fall short of the mark. I love God with all my heart, but man, this is actually one thing I want to do. I can't do the thing I don't want to do. I find myself doing. Oh, wretched man that I am. I love God with all my heart, boy, but And I seen his word, man, what I really am and what I really have and what I really can do. And then I look at my life and I see how far below my rights and privileges I'm living. Oh, wretched man that I am. I see that I can do all things in Christ Jesus, but I can't be. I see that by stripes I'm healed, but I can't seem to get my healing. I see that my God should supply all my needs, but look like I'm always, man, a whole lot of money left over after the end of the money. Boy, in that place, man, everything is all right. I promise you, man, your God will take care of you. That's the law of life, that's in Christ Jesus. Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. Then he said, thank God be unto God. There is therefore now no condemnation. Why? Because, boy, that door then made a way for us to come on back into that, the Garden of Eden, into those places that I mentioned. Hello. For the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do through the weakness, man, of the flesh or the natural man, because we had already missed the mark. What the law could not do through the weakness of the flesh, because we'd already sinned, and death had his thing on us and his power over us. But what the law could not fix, man, God sent forth his Son, made in the likeness of sinful man, and condemned sin, and declared us, boy, righteous. So that the righteous demands of a just God could be met, the penalty for sin could be paid in full, and you and I, man, can come on through that door, into those places. That's where your purpose and destiny is fulfilled there. That's where all your peace is. That's where all your spiritual blessings are. They're in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ain't no lie to that door. Ain't no angels with flaming swords to that door. Hey, they gone, boy. It's just a door to that place. It's just a door there now. Jesus. He's a door. And that door is open. And he's saying to you and I once again, and to the whole human race, to everybody on the sound of my voice, come on in. Come on home. Come get your kingdom. Come get your peace. Come get your joy. Come get your righteousness. Come get your salvation. Come get the Holy Spirit. Come get your crown back. Come, all you who are blessed are your Father in heaven. All of us, he's saying, come and inherit the kingdom. Come get that kingdom that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. Listen, I believe my time is about up. I'm not really sure how it goes and how much time I have left on here. We're doing a little bit different. I was unable to really get down into the studio. So I'm doing this live broadcast, you know, from my little studio here at home, you know, and doing this, you know. And I want to, you know, I see that my time is almost up. I want to extend the invitation to you one more time, you know, and let you know that all of the kingdom of heaven, the secret place of the Most High God, the Garden of Eden, the ark like Noah was in, the kingdom of heaven, Eden. Your Father has made a way for you to come back into that place and live in that place. And in that place, that's where your purpose is fulfilled. At. That's where your healing is. That's where your peace is. That's where your joy is. The Bible says in Ephesians, thanks be unto God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Hath, H-A-T-H, that's the old English word, already done it. Blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Where? In heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. But then it goes to say, and you who were dead in trespasses and sin, talking about all of us, as God raised us and made us to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, where your blessings are. And you've been made to sit there. You've been restored, man, back to that place. And when you go get your stuff from that place, man, it's a whole lot easier. Listen, when you find out about that place, this is what we're going to be taking up on last week. I just want to emphasize this about this place. And that door is open for you to come in. And boy, that ought to be an anchor to your soul. Well, that word right there, well, what God said, what he said, what he said about you, that's the anchor to my soul, man. And boy, that anchor, boy, is unmovable. You can't move there, man. That's what my hope is at. My hope is in the Lord, man. And glory to God. And what he said and what he did. I put my trust and my confidence and everything, all my cares and burdens and everything else, all over on him. But he cared for us. Now, you come into that place, man, it might not seem like it. It might not look like it. It might not appear like it, boy. But I promise you, if you come into that place, your God will supply all your needs. I ain't talking about just material needs. I'm talking about all the spiritual needs that you have need of. Restoration of your identity. Restoration of your purpose. Restoration of your fulfillment of life. Restoration of your peace. Restoration of your crown, your kingship. Restoration, man, of your true identity. Restoration of all your spiritual possessions, all your inheritance that the devil stole from us and made us to operate and live and think and walk and talk like mere men and mere women, but all the time, were we the Most High God's most prized possession out of all his creation that he made, you and I his prized possession. Let me tell you something as I close. When you come into that place, you don't know how to walk in that place and talk in that place and live in that place and act in that place and be in that place. You're a little bitty baby. Babies don't know how to walk and talk. And not in the kingdom. You might know church protocol and everything else, but in this place, you got to come in like a little bitty baby. You got to be born again. A little bitty baby, in other words. Because you don't know how to walk and talk and live and act in this place. And now you're under governor and tutor. Now it's time for you to start growing up and learning, man, the functioning principles of it, how it operates. The kingdom protocol. We know church protocol. We know religious protocol, but we don't know kingdom protocol. But that law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that's a law. That's eternal law. That sets you free from the law of sin and death. How I live this life, Arthur? Can them drive on live? Yeah, speak life to them. How I live this life, Arthur? The just shall live by faith. That's the next law in the kingdom. How I get this life, Arthur? How I get all this here, all this? That's a gift from God. How I get it, Arthur? Through faith. What faith, man? Man, putting your hope and anchored in the word of the Lord, what he said. How I get that, Arthur? By my words? No, by faith. And then my faith going to produce some words, faith. You know what I mean? And in this kingdom, man, you know there's another law called a law of love. When you start, man, not understanding the unconditional love of God, man, and you see how much God loves you, man, and you learn how to love one another. Let me tell you something. You can't love people, man, in your own strength, your own ability. They got to be shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. That's that unconditional love. That's a law of love. Only way you can love that way, man, is God got to put that on the inside of us. And that love is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. But you got to learn about it and learn how to operate it in it. It's already on the inside of you. That's the royal law of the kingdom, the law of love. Love to love your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. And the other law, where we're talking about the law of liberty, the perfect law of liberty. Man, you as free as you ever going to be. Now, you might still have our foots in certain traps and everything else, but the traps already been sprung. But we've been so used to being in traps, man, we're afraid to pull our foot out the trap. And all the time the trap's sprung, all you got to do is take your foot out of it. But we think it's still bound up and still captive. When all the time, man, who the Son set free is free indeed. James called it the perfect law of liberty. And listen, the way you get everything in the kingdom from the unseen realm into the seen realm, it's called a law of sowing and reaping, man. You got to speak to them dry bones, man. You got to speak to the darkness in your life. You got to speak to the chaos in your life. You got to speak to the dysfunction in your family. You got to speak to the sickness and disease and poverty in your life, man. And you got to call them things that be not as though they were. You got to start calling your body healed. Start calling your life blessed. Start calling your family anointed. Start calling. Yeah, but it ain't that way, Arthur. That's all the more reason to call it. That's what God did. He started calling. What that is, that's a law of sowing and reaping. Be not deceived. Our God not mocked. Whatsoever man sow,
that shall he reap.
Mercy.